If you're a musician, how many times have you heard that cracking the code on Spotify just relies on you being consistent with how often you release new music? New music to the same audience over and over again. I'm going to tell you why releasing new music like that is not the answer for an independent artist. Hey everybody, my name is Elliot Towsley. I'm a co-founder here at DeNovo Agency. Since 2018, we've run over 2,500 music marketing campaigns and helped our clients get millions of streams and thousands of dollars in royalty payouts. So if you want a bunch of content that we give away for free that might help you as a musician, make sure you subscribe to our channel with this little button here that I'm getting all fancy with, and we can help you learn everything you need to know about owning and growing a music business. Now, one of the things that we see all the time on our social media pages or just from musicians or other people in the music industry, their marketing plan, they don't think of what happens once the music is released. It's just about how frequently is it released. Now, if you have an audience in place, 50,000 monthly listeners, say, that listen to the music that you give them all the time, go for it. Give them music all the time. But if you have 500 monthly listeners or 5,000 monthly listeners, just throwing new music to the same exact audience again and again and doing nothing else outside of that isn't going to change anything. And why is that? It's because it doesn't matter how good of a song you give Spotify. Spotify is not listening to your song. No one at Spotify, there's not a table of guys and girls sitting around listening to the 60,000 songs that are given to Spotify every single day. They just purely don't have the manpower to listen to every single song that comes across their desk. So what they do is they have an algorithm in place that analyzes the data from the people who do listen. And if the algorithm can kind of determine, hey, guys in their 20s who like Kid Cudi also like your music, that's when it starts pairing you with people who like Kid Cudi. Not because somebody listened to it and said, you sound like Kid Cudi, we gotta put it over here. That's number one. Number two is just giving Spotify a new song isn't gonna change anything. They don't need to look around very hard to find music that they know people will like. There are 60,000 songs uploaded every single day. Just giving it new music isn't going to change anything if no one's listening to the music you have. Also, the thing I want to mention here now is music is still new to everyone who hasn't heard it yet. So if you have a great song that you put out last summer and it's got 10,000 streams, there's no reason to not promote that to people who don't know you anyway. If that's your best song, it doesn't matter when it came out. It's about attracting people in, and new casual listeners could care less of when the song was released. They want to find it. The best example here is Lizzo. Last year when she went super viral and went to number one with Truth Hurts, that song was already 2 years old before it started getting any sort of traction on Billboard or anything, you know, worth noticing. Spotify doesn't care how old the song is, nor do casual listeners. So if you can use the music that you have available now and market it the right way and get Spotify to learn that guys in their 20s who listen to Kid Cudi also like you, well, what do you know? When you give it a new song, it will put it on the release radar playlists of people that match your lookalike audience. But that doesn't work on how the song sounds or what the tempo is or anything like that. It's about who's listening to your catalog. If they can see a clear correlation between guys in their 20s who like Kid Cudi also like you, those are the people that they will place your music in front of on release radar. It doesn't operate on a how does this song sound basis. Eventually, when you get to editorial playlists, it might, but the editorial playlists still rely on the algorithm to narrow down the pool of songs in which an editor picks from. One thing I want to make sure is very clear is getting consistent engagement on your Spotify page is absolutely a necessity. But that doesn't exclusively mean releasing new music every other Friday. You want to be driving people to your Spotify page, but you don't always need new music to do so. Say one thing, you put out a single last month, it's doing really well, and you want to capitalize on the momentum it has. You don't throw a new song at it and say, I hope it carries over. repurpose the content, maybe do a remix, do an acoustic version, do a music video to it. You can package that song up many different ways. In order to get new attention, you don't need new music. You can do new things or just do more of what's working. Now, we do get some pushback from artists and from people in the music industry when we first talk about this, because there's the great example of Russ. And Russ is, one, a great example that it's really a singles game now. It's not an album game anymore. But Russ made it famous of, hey, every Friday I'm going to put out a song, and he did it for months and months, and he grew and grew. But what a lot of people miss there is that when he started doing this a while ago, he had about 350,000 monthly listeners already. He already had people paying attention to him. So even if he didn't want to spend $1 on marketing and he put out a new song, hypothetically, he had all 300,000 of his monthly listeners check it out. And Spotify said, well, hey, what do this group of listeners have in common? Oh, these are mostly, I don't know, guys and girls who in their 20s who listen to, you know, Big Sean, Mac Miller, Taylor Swift, I don't know, for examples. But Spotify, because he had enough people listening to him, every time he gave them a song, Spotify already knew where it had the most value. And he already had a group of people checking out the content he made. So once you're at that level where you have people paying attention to you, kind of no matter what you're doing, of course, give them new music all the time. Because every time, it just boom. Especially with someone like Russ, who's producing and mixing and doing it all himself, every time he puts it out, he's just printing money. But he didn't necessarily do that every song, every Friday, no matter what, to acquire the fan base in the first place. Acquiring a fan base and using the fan base are two totally different things. As an independent artist, the sad truth is you likely do not have a fan base. You might have a group of listeners, but it's on you to remarket what you have and make good content and keep their attention so that over time, listeners become fans. Fans are not the needle in the haystack that need to be discovered. Fans are crafted and they're created over time. Every fan was once just a listener of their favorite artist, but over time they found a few different songs they liked, they found a music video or something. It wasn't, they didn't just hear one song one time and I'm a fan. Thank you, discovered me. I'm here now. No. So, in order to find your group of listeners to turn into fans over time, if you have a catalog of music that has been relatively untested and it's just kind of sitting there, you might be sitting on a gem and have no idea because you haven't marketed it yet. And if your marketing plan is, hey, I'm going to pitch it to Spotify, and if I don't get in editorial playlists, hey, maybe next time, that's a terrible plan. It's like saying my finances depend on me winning the lottery. I didn't win it this week, but shit, I'm going to buy another ticket maybe next week. If you're just doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, that is literally the definition of insanity. So let's not be insane with how we release music. If we have a song, if you have a song that is working now, there is no inherent rush to get to the next song at this level as an independent artist. Drake cannot promote the song he made 2 years ago because too many people check him out and they want something new. If you do not have an audience in the first place, take the song that is working best and put it in front of a casual listener. It doesn't matter how old the song is, because every song you have to them is new. And until you can get people to listen to your music now, enough that Spotify can kind of see with which listeners you have a value add, they're not going to spread your music. It doesn't matter if you give them the next Bohemian Rhapsody. No one's listening to it to say, wow, this is amazing. We got to put it here. It relies on the data from who is listening to you and who else they're listening to. So keep that in mind. Please leave your comments below. I know I'm going to get some back and forth here, but I really believe releasing new music over and over again to the same audience will never move the needle for you as an independent artist. Take what works best, promote the hell out of it, and use that to set yourself up to release something in the future. Subscribe to our channel, shoot some comments below. We'll talk again soon.